Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of business, exploring strategies, trends, and inspiring stories to help listeners thrive in today's English-speaking business landscape. In our latest FTX news, we spotlight the recent developments surrounding the case of founder Sam Bankman-Fried, who is under house arrest. He generated much interest, especially in the cryptocurrency community, by releasing an intensive 250-page document. This document, discussing his justifications and potential defense strategies for his impending trial, is closely watched as it promises substantial implications for the industry. Switching gears to the wider crypto market, it's glowing with positive sentiment. This boost is attributed mostly to the Federal Reserve's dovish stance and ameliorating concerns encompassing FTX. As the Fed persists with its accommodating monetary approach, investors are finding reassurance in the market, propelling a surge in cryptocurrency prices. This upward trend is greatly anticipated by crypto enthusiasts and could suggest a bullish phase in future. Remember to stay with us for more updates on Sam Bankman-Fried's trial and the overall crypto market. We remain committed to delivering the freshest financial news. Jim Farley, Ford's CEO, has called for constructive negotiations with the United Auto Workers, UAW, in the face of an impending strike deadline. The disagreement largely centers on wages, with the UAW demanding a significant increase of 40% in hourly pay. Farley strongly opposes this demand, causing tensions to escalate as the deadline draws nearer. Additionally, Farley has dismissed the UAW leader's criticisms amid the standoff. The question remains as to whether a resolution can be reached before a potential industry disruption ensues. Stay with us for the latest developments in this ongoing story as we continue to monitor the negotiations between Ford and the UAW. In recent Martha Lane Fox News, the inaugural meeting of the Business Council, a potential challenger to the CBI, was held with a focused aim to draft a business manifesto ahead of the upcoming general election. The meeting was chaired by Martha Lane Fox, the president of the British Chambers of Commerce, BCC, signaling the organization's determination to become the new voice of British business. Policy proposals intended to improve the UK economy were thoroughly discussed during the gathering, adding to the weight of the meeting that took place in the renowned House of Lords. Be sure to keep up with updates on the Business Council's ongoing efforts to shape the future landscape of business in the UK. In SAP's latest news, they have recently unveiled an exciting policy development granting fathers 6 weeks of paid parental leave after the birth of their children. This move, which outpaces the German government's proposed legislation of 2 weeks of paid paternity leave, showcases SAP's commitment to fostering a family-friendly work environment and acknowledges the importance of both mothers and fathers during the early stages of their child's life. This significant step emphasizes SAP's belief that family and career are not contradistinctive, both can and should be prioritized. By offering this extended paid leave, SAP aims to facilitate opportunities for working fathers to bond with their newborns and play an active role in their upbringing. The company observes that this supportive workplace culture should be inclusive and promote gender equality. The introduction of this progressive policy is anticipated to be a game changer for many working fathers within the company. It may also set a precedent, inspiring other organizations to recognize the importance and value of parental leave for both genders. Stay tuned for more updates on SAP's continual commitment to family-friendly policies and other topical technology news. In the latest Tim Gerner news, the millionaire CEO has recently made a controversial statement advocating for increasing the unemployment rate to 50%. Gerner believes that some workers exhibit arrogance and a sense of entitlement. However, facing backlash for his remarks, Gerner has issued an apology, expressing regret for suggesting layoffs as a solution and acknowledging the insensitivity and potential negative impact on people's lives. In his apology, Gerner emphasizes the importance of empathy and understanding, reminding people to appreciate the value of having a job, especially during these challenging economic times. He recognizes that individual circumstances vary, and that job security is not a reflection of one's worth or character. It's notable that Gerner is not the only business figure to have sparked controversy with comments on unemployment and worker attitudes. These discussions bring attention to the complex debates surrounding labor relations, productivity, and the broader socioeconomic landscape. As always, we aim to provide diverse perspectives and updates on significant news stories. Stay tuned for more updates on this evolving topic and other headline stories from around the world. Thank you for tuning into today's episode on the world of business, where we explored various strategies, insights, and success stories to help you thrive in the dynamic landscape of entrepreneurship and corporate endeavors.